Betfred to call it quits in last U.S. online betting market. Betfred will officially end its online sports betting operations in Pennsylvania on July 31, completing the sportsbook's withdrawal from the U.S. digital gambling scene. This closure brings an end to the company's final active online presence in the country after a gradual pullback from various states over the past 2 years. The sportsbook, based in the UK, operated in Pennsylvania through a partnership with Wind Creek Bethlehem. It is currently unknown whether Betfred will retain any role in the property's in-person sportsbook services after shutting down its online platform. As the exit date nears, Betfred has already stopped accepting new digital wagers in the state. Users with existing accounts can still cash out eligible bets early and settle any outstanding wagers before the deadline at the end of July. For bets set to resolve after the July 31st cutoff, Betfred has stated that customers will receive their winnings by check, mailed directly. This structured phase-out is similar to the company's approach in other states, intended to protect customer funds during the closure process. The exit from Pennsylvania comes after Betfred halted operations in Iowa in 2023 and ended its physical sportsbook presence at Washington's Silver Reef Casino Resort. Before that, the company had already discontinued online platforms in Arizona, Colorado, Ohio, Maryland, and Virginia, citing difficulties in competing with more dominant market players. Entering 2025, Betfred operated only in Nevada and Pennsylvania, but it pulled its online services from Nevada by the end of January, leaving Pennsylvania as its last remaining online market in the U.S. The company's full departure reflects the difficulties some foreign betting brands face in establishing long-term success in the competitive American online gambling market. A similar trend can be seen with Supergroup, the European parent company of the Betway brand, which also exited the U.S. online sports betting space in 2024. Mounting losses lead to unplanned exits. Supergroup held licenses in 9 states but ultimately decided to wind down its Betway operations across the U.S. This decision followed an internal review that concluded it would take too long to become profitable. The review came after the company posted a $24 million loss in the first quarter of 2024 and a total loss of $61 million the year prior. While the company initially kept a foothold in the iGaming sector, it later confirmed plans to pull both Jackpot City and Spin Casino from the U.S. market, including New Jersey and Pennsylvania, further scaling back its North American presence. In a 2025 Q2 earnings call, Supergroup revealed it would record a one-time restructuring cost estimated between $30 million and $40 million related to the closure of those online casinos. Rising compliance costs and complex regulatory environments were cited as key reasons for the retreat. The company continues to operate in Canada, which it considers more viable for long-term growth. Other international brands have followed a similar trajectory. Malta-headquartered Tipico ceased U.S. operations after its American business was acquired by LeoVegas, a subsidiary of MGM Resorts, in 2024. Tipico had previously secured entry into markets such as New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, and Ohio before being absorbed into MGM's digital gambling framework. The financial terms of that deal were not made public. Meanwhile, 888 Holdings exited both the U.S. sports betting and iCasino sectors after dissolving its collaboration with Authentic Brands Group, the entity behind Sports Illustrated. That venture had powered the SI-branded sportsbook and online casino offerings aimed at U.S. consumers. As part of its withdrawal, 888 Holdings paid an initial $25 million termination fee and agreed to additional payments totaling $25 million between 2027 and 2029. The company attributed its decision to the extended path to profitability in the U.S. and an evolving strategy focused on more promising international opportunities.